listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. Yeah, I'm a celebrity now, but that doesn't mean I don't like to save money. With Groupon, I get the celebrity treatment on a budget. Because even though you're paying less, doesn't mean you're getting less. It feels amazing to get up to 60% off a massage, 50% off a manicure, and 40% off a facial. With Groupon, I still look fresh. It's just all for less. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? It's the lowest prices of the season. Find final closeout savings on the Queen C2 mattress. Only $5.99. Save $300. Plus, free home delivery on all Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Ends June 30th. See store for details. To find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Ozzie Guillen joins us.
Is Tim Anderson a shortstop?
I don't think so. Well, you know, he's a great athlete. I watch this kid a lot. I know what got wrong, and I'm going to say to the radio what he's doing wrong. I'll send a text to a couple people with the organization. I just watched 2 games. I said, oh, man, this kid doing this wrong.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The new McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Allen Robinson with us on The Score. So what can you and Mitch do to get you on the same page and up your guys' chemistry with you not at full speed yet?
Right now, you know, we're just really seeing everything through the same set of eyes. Coach Nagy is such a detailed guy. We're breaking down film and doing things like that, you know, so it makes it relatively easy, you know, to get on the same page. This is a very receiver-friendly offense. Any questions or anything like that come up during meetings, you know, we just kind of talk about it to make sure that we're seeing everything through the same set of eyes, you know, and it's really not about a certain level of chemistry. It's me getting on page with what he likes, you know, so, I mean, he's the one running the show. Even then, you know, as far as we're watching film and doing things like that and seeing things that he likes and picks up on, you know, that's what I have to tell him my game to, you know, and that's the fun part of it.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on your ride home, 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thinking about running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Team One Step has your guaranteed entry. Our team supports Camp One Step, and we run to send kids with cancer to camp. Join Team One Step and receive a guaranteed entry, coaching, training plans, and fundraising support. Run with our team and give kids with cancer a life-changing camp experience. Join now and become a hero to a kid with cancer. To sign up or to learn more, go to teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220.
In honor of Special Olympics' golden anniversary, Chance the Rapper's Social Function Productions has partnered with them to present a 50th anniversary celebration concert on July 21st at Northerly Island's Huntington Bank Pavilion, featuring hit artists Jason Mraz, OAR, and Smokey Robinson, along with other special guests to be announced. Come be a part of the Special Olympics Inclusion Revolution, right here, where it all started, Chicago, the birthplace of Special Olympics. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com, and for more info on the growing artist lineup, head to SpecialOlympics50.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Cubs left fielder Kyle Schwarber on the Bernstein and McKnight Show this morning.
Have you added any more pre-swing movement in your setup at the plate? I know, and I've watched closely. There have been times where you have been more stationary, more quiet, and that this appears to be a time where you're getting a little bit more of a pre-swing timing mechanism. Are my eyes deceiving me?
That's day by day kind of thing there. Whenever you're at the plate, you know, there's going to be times when you want to feel something, and there's going to be times when you just want to be calm still and everything. So, that's kind of just more the day-by-day thing and making adjustments. But, you know, the swing hasn't changed much. It's just more of what you want to feel that day and going into that bat.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Go to RenewSleep.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I don't really have an update, per se. What I said at the end of the year is still the case now, which is we expect Corey to be back. We don't have any reason to think that's not going to happen.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is Stan Bowman, named after Lord Stanley's Cup. And he's talking about Corey Crawford, the Blackhawks goalie, who we do not know much about.
He was amazing.
They never even talked about the injury, but he was out for a very long time. And
they'd like not to talk about the injury, I sense.
I get that idea, too.
And yet they expect him to be back.
Brain trauma is nothing anyone wants to talk about, and I'm not saying that's what it is, but it's probably brain trauma.
Concussions? Certainly...
What else would it be?
Smart to suspect that. Look, what else could it be? You can't speculate about what else it could be because we don't deal with rumors.
No.
But
I'm just saying,
there's a wide range of speculation over why Corey Crawford missed the second half of the season.
There you go.
Okay. And that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And they would like him to return to be the Corey Crawford that we're used to seeing. And he's got to for the Hawks to be a contender again as early as next year. And if he is healthy, Mully, I believe that they can be.
And David, I watched the draft as you did, and I don't know why I watched the draft. I found myself the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years watching the NHL draft with great interest.
Well, last year was in Chicago.
Well, and that's probably why, but I was in Canada the year before that, and there were a lot of stories about it, and I started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I just like a lot of those, a lot of the people having to leave home, and the journey that these hockey players make is unbelievable. And some of the stories are fun to hear. And I just love that moment for people when they get drafted, and it really is sort of the culmination of all those long rides through the frozen ponds of Saskatchewan, or the Swedish. Leagues are now taking on younger players, younger players than ever, and that's being reflected in how the development process is helping them to be drafted early in the NHL draft. Was there 8 in the first round? There were a lot of Swedish players that went, certainly always interested in the American players that go. But I think that what fascinates me about the Blackhawks and the situation they're in, and you touched on it a little bit. These picks that they made are really more down the line. They're not going to help them with the immediacy that we get from other drafts like the NFL draft or the NBA draft.
They're not plug and play guys.
No. And it's the same thing in baseball for the most part. Very rare that you make a move immediately to the majors, and it certainly doesn't happen very often in the NHL. But you had a chance to have a conversation with Rocky Wirtz, and I was fascinated to read your column with him and the fact that that Rocky seemed, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, he seemed amused that his comments to was it Cranes?
Cranes, yeah.
And we talked about
Cranes
them
Chicago.
At the time.
Yep.
He couldn't believe that people kind of took those comments to be sort of putting people on notice. I don't know how else you would take it, because in those comments, he put people on notice.
Well, I think that he felt like that he chuckled because he went into that interview with Cranes with his, again, this is his intent to talk about the high entertainment taxes in Chicago and things that you would expect a businessman and an owner to complain about or to voice their opinion about. And certainly it would be rather naive of him not to expect not hockey to be discussed. But when hockey became the central sort of takeaway from that interview with Cranes, which I think it was legitimately reported and that's what anybody would have gotten out of that conversation. That's the headline. When he says, when Rocky said to Crane, nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
And changes could come before the holiday if they get off to another slow start.
That, I mean,
it leaves an impression.
Well,
so,
what,
so
who do you, how, what changes are you referring to? If not the general manager, the coach, I mean, that doesn't sound like, you know, we're going to change one of the concession stands around. I mean, that's a pretty,
it is. Okay. No, I'm not arguing with you. But I think that when you see that from my perspective, from our perspective, I want a little more context because I wasn't there for the interview. I wanted to follow up and say, okay, look, it's been a couple weeks now and actually started pursuing this earlier than that, but it's been a couple days or weeks now. Is this exactly what you wanted to say? And how do you feel about the way it came out? Because it looks like you're putting your guys on notice.
Yes, it did.
And that's exactly how I termed it to him, Molly, when I talked to him last week. I said, if this is not the way that you wanted it to be perceived, why did you say it? And can you argue with the fact that that is the way it was perceived? And he did get it. He sort of chuckled and he tried to clarify. And he was trying to clarify by saying that he never wants anybody in his organization to be comfortable because he doesn't feel like that's, you know, healthy because complacency is the enemy. But he also didn't want to think that he was sending a message, didn't want them to think he was sending a message. He tried to walk it back. I don't know if he did it successfully, but I think that all you can do is fairly give him an audience to try to do that.
And what was your takeaway?
My takeaway is that he's not the guy making the decisions. Okay. He's the chairman. Okay. The Wirtz family owns the team. He's the chairman of the board of directors. My takeaway is that if Joel Quenneville is in jeopardy, if Stan Bowman is in jeopardy next year with a slow start, John McDonough is the one who is going to be making that decision.
Yeah.
There's no question. To me,
he hired John McDonough. He trusts John McDonough. He's letting John McDonough run the team.
And anybody who's been around Rocky Wirtz understands that he hires people and lets them do their jobs.
It's a good way to do it.
That's the way that I perceived what happened. Now, maybe we'll allow this. John McDonough has said something that gave Rocky Wirtz that impression that he felt comfortable enough to leave it with.
That was my takeaway.
Okay. So, but that's not what he said. I'm going to, you know, take him for what he said at that time. Hockey people will make hockey decisions or the people in hockey operations, and Rocky will take care of the things that he takes care of. He has other businesses to run.
So who goes first? Is it Bowman or Quenneville?
I'm surprised Bowman's still here.
That's interesting.
I mean, if I would have ended last season, if I were in Rocky Wirtz's position, if I were in John McDonough's position, I've written this, that I would have probably fired Stan Bowman. Because I think that if you have an organization where your expectations are to compete at the level they compete, you haven't done it.
Yeah. Well, and he made some moves that blew up on them, right?
He orchestrated it.
The Jarmelson thing was a train wreck. The
Panera facade did not work out.
Didn't work for whatever reason.
Now, I liked that deal at the time. I did. I mean, Panarin.
It made sense at the time.
Panarin was he was invisible in the postseason for the two seasons that he was here, largely. I understood that at the time. It didn't work out. You put yourself in a situation where you had to rebuild on the fly. I would have held him more accountable than the coach, who was a Hall of Fame coach. I understand why they kept him. They wanted to hit reset. They wanted to kind of, they gave him the benefit of the doubt. They felt three cups earned. So this is where we are. Everything hinges on, I think, next season. A lot of it hinges on Corey Crawford's health.
All right, want to remind everybody that we will be, you can listen to the Bulls press conference right here on The Score. It will be on at 11 a.m., and we will carry it live. You can hear the introduction of the new players. And
Wendell Carter Jr.
Mm-hmm. and Chandler Hutchinson, yep. And we'll get a feel for for how they want to use them and what they're going to do with them, and can the Bulls win another summer league?
I think they'll let Fred talk today.
Do you really?
I think so. I think the way that goes that the executives speak on draft night and the coach gets to speak at the press conference.
Well, then we'll really learn a lot. We'll learn a lot of the plan. We'll have everything laid out in front of us at 11 a.m. here on The Score. We're going to do transition next. It's Mully and Hanley. He's David Haw on The Score.
This segment was brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get three lines each with unlimited gigs for $100 a month, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
If your AC isn't cold, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month for a 20-ounce can of AC Pro R134A refrigerant with a gauge and hose on sale for $34.99. Cool your AC system in three easy steps with a can of AC Pro at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. Yeah, I'm a celebrity now, but that doesn't mean I don't like to save money. With Groupon, I get the celebrity treatment on a budget. Because even though you're paying less, doesn't mean you're getting less. It feels amazing to get up to 60% off a massage, 50% off a manicure, and 40% off a facial. With Groupon, I still look fresh. It's just all for less. Download the app and save. Groupon.
The FIFA World Cup on Fox may be happening halfway around the world, but you're connected to it. It's in your DNA. Perhaps you've heard of the brilliance of Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, magnificent!
What if part of your DNA originated in Portugal? Or maybe your DNA connects you to Argentina, where Messi is a national hero.
And it's Messi, 3-0 Argentina!
So this summer, root for your roots. Watch the FIFA World Cup on Fox. And let Fox broadcast sponsor 23andMe help you find your connections to the world.
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? It's the lowest prices of the season. Find final closeout savings on the Queen C2 mattress. Only $5.99. Save $300. Plus, free home delivery on all Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Ends June 30th. See store for details. To find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Ozzie Guillen joins us.
Is Tim Anderson a shortstop?
I don't think so. Well, you know, he's a great athlete. I watch this kid a lot. I know what got wrong, and I'm going to say to the radio what he's doing wrong. I'll send a text to a couple people with the organization. So I just watched two games. I said, oh, man, this kid did this wrong.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mully and Hanley talk Bulls mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score.
From Norm Van Leer to Jerry Sloan, I grew up with the Bulls. And now how about this? The Score is home to the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls have always been in my life, from the madhouse on Madison Street to today's rebuild. It's been a great journey, and it's going to be even more so right here on The Score.
Talk Bulls with Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bulls basketball.
Offer expires June 30th.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
And he will hit a line drive into shallow center. That's going to be a base hit. Votto is going to score, and the Reds lead 5-3. Soft line drive over the head of Baez into shallow center. Stopping at second is Suarez. Duval with his 42nd run batted in. Reds lead 5-3.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Kevin can't resist. That's his favorite drop, and I thought we'd finish with that one. I want to thank everyone connected to the show. Thanks for calling, texting, emailing. Most of all, thank you so much for listening. David, thank you for filling in this week.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. David heading to South Bend to monitor the Hugh Darvish start.
Yep.
And
any opportunity to get to South Bend. Just
exactly.
Like, yeah, sure. Just head on down.
I want to thank Dustin and want to thank Kevin and want to thank Ray for their hard work. And let's bring in Dan and Connor.
Morning, guys.
Morning, fellas.
Hey. Where else would you want to be tonight, though, Dan?
That's where you want
that
to be.
Guy is.
I've been to South Bend. I can only speak for some of the far-flung hockey buildings and their lovely okay. practice facility there at Notre Dame and the courtyard by Marriott.
All right,
that would be and whatever that pizza place was that was.